Hey, what is up, guys? This is Gian of Gadget Pilipinas, and welcome to our 10th episode of our podcast. This is going to be the last episode for our first season, and expect us to have more in the future. You know, it's the holiday season, and today we will be talking about our tech holiday wish list. Apart from that, we will discuss our thoughts about the Narzo 50i, the latest Snapdragon 8 Gen 1 and Dimensity 9000 chipsets, and our review of the Intel Alder Lake 12900K processor. Joining me on this episode are, of course, my friends, Eman Tortosa, Ram Ronquillo, and Grant Soriano. What is up, guys? Ayan.
Hello.
Nagsisimula ng lumamig, no?
Sobrang lamig na nga talaga.
Sana nga, nandito na siya forever.
Oo nga, no? Sana nga, yung sarap ng simoy ng hangin, and I bet our listeners, no, are also feeling the same way. Sana, no? Sana naman. Siyempre, nag-assume na ako na lahat sila na feel same way.
Ganun talaga.
Ayan, sige. I mean, this episode is going to be quick. Quote-unquote quick. But, kung gusto ko ng round robin, no? Kung kamustahan. Eman, kamusta ka na, sir?
Eto, naglilinis ng mga deliverables. Yeah, we're basically closing off our... So, medyo nililimit na namin yung mga review units. inubos na lang namin yung nasa slate. So,
to end the year.
Para hindi naman masyadong hassle pag holiday na.
Oo. And alam mo, suggestion ko rin yan, kung po pwede magkaroon ng break date, we do that. We probably end by December 17. No, yan, sana. Tapos na natin ating mga ginagawa. And we all take a rest. No? Siyempre, we all deserve that. Yan. Mm-hmm. How about you, Sir Ram?
I'm doing okay. News as usual. I recently did the review of the Samsung Galaxy A03s. You guys can check that out on the website. I think I have one more review coming up. Abangan nyo lang. And yeah, I've been working hand in hand with a new news writer.
Oh yeah, we hired Migs, no? And if Migs is listening right now, no, welcome to the family. Oh, by the way, I remember parang last year Migs had a podcast, no? And medyo kilala din siya in the artist music scene, no? Yeah. The music, no? Scene. Mm-hmm. So, welcome to the fam, bro.
Welcome. So, yun, that's what I've been up to.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And how about you, Grant? What's up, bro?
Ayun, so excited for the upcoming PC landscape, especially we finished our Alder Lake review. Actually, we'll talk about that later. But ayun na nga, Christmas is coming, of course, holiday deals. There's a lot to watch out for, especially kung gusto mo bumuo ng PC this December. And I'm excited to share soon our finds, no, kung ano yung mga steal deal na mapapaswipe talaga kahit magulang nyo for your PC.
Gusto ko yung pati magulang nyo mapapaswipe. Words of a true demonyo.
Of course, mana sa'yo.
Wow! Oh my God. Ayun. Well, as for me, no, totoo yan, nagsimula na yung holiday season and nagsimula na magbili ng prepare ng mga gifts for the family and friends. Mm-hmm. Also, mag-isip-isip kung ano yung mga wishes natin na gustong matanggap. Although, siyempre, alam naman natin na gusto natin dito. Sabi nga ni Ram kanina na nagkukwentuhan kami sa mawala na yung COVID, di ba? Yun naman ang gusto natin mangyari. But, you know, with the new variant coming, I hope everyone's well. Sana ay hindi mahawa, no, dito sa dreaded virus na to. And so this is going to be an exciting topic. As I mentioned, it's going to be our last episode for the first season. So season 2 natin, marami tayong mga changes. And of course, syempre naman sa mga written articles natin in YouTube, lots of changes as well and lots of new things to expect. Build guides from deals to everything that you would want, no? Marami tayong plano dyan. Of course, with the help of our chief editor, Mr. Eman Tortosa. Saktong-sakto, first person na mag-share. Walang iba kundi si Sir Eman. What is up, sir? Ano bang kwento mo sa amin?
Hello. Dun sa mga naka subscribe sa aming YouTube channel. So if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, you may check out Gadget Pilipinas, no? So YouTube, we have a channel there. That's where we usually post some of our reviews, no? And the most recent review that came out, it was published this morning, is the review of Realme's newest budget contender. It's the Realme Narzo 50i. So ito yung last, I believe this is the last phone that Realme will launch for or has launched for 2021, no? Ito na yung huling hura nila for 2021. And it's a very, you know, having done the video myself, no, if you haven't checked it out, I did the review for it, and it's quite an interesting device to talk about, kasi, you know, it's a bit different from what we're used to from them, no, in some ways. And for those who haven't, you know, heard of it, well, it's because they didn't really, you know, they really didn't make it as grand as the other devices, no? Wala siyang, it didn't get the usual treatment that you would expect from Realme, no? It didn't have a program for launch. It didn't have the hype, no? They didn't really hype it up for ano. So basically, we sort of did the launch for them with our first impressions and unboxing. Which is also available on our website, by the way, gadgetpilipinas.net, if you want to check it out. So this Realme Narzo 50i, it's a budget phone. And knowing the Narzo lineup, you would expect that, you know, ang goal kasi na Realme with the Narzo series is to provide those who are very tight on the budget, no, with phones that are very capable. They really mentioned before, I believe, yung processor, no? Very parang good processing power for gaming. At a price point na talagang very competitive, no? Usually below 10K. The 50A was below 10K. And this 50i is also below 10K. In fact, it's you know, it's priced almost similar to the Narzo 50A, no? Which was launched earlier this month then, no? just a few weeks ago, I think. Yeah, and we also did the review of that on YouTube if you want to check it out. So the Narzo 50i, what can I say about the phone now? The TLDR of it is basically, you know, it's good in some ways if you look at it as just a phone without the price tag. No, but when you put that 6,290 price tag on it, medyo mapapatanong ka, no, bakit, why does this phone exist, no? So why, first point is, well, it's got a fresh new look, I guess, for the Narzo series. It's this mint green version that we had, no, the video. It looks very nice, no, maganda siya sa mata, and you know, it feels good in the hand to use, no. Very grippy yung surface niya sa likod, eh. So okay siyang hawakan. And then well, apart from that, and then you get in an HD plus display, which is expected, no, totally expected from this price point, which is fine, no. And then you also get 5000 milliamp hour battery, which is, you know, which yielded a really good score, no, on PC Mark, which is, you know, maganda yung battery life niya overall, though walang fast charging support. And so if you based on actually maganda din yung camera niya for a single camera solution, 8 megapixel at the rear, it takes, you know, surprisingly good photos for its for a single camera phone. And you'll probably see the samples naman on our video for that. Okay siya, no? if you're talking about a single camera phone, no. But then again, the thing that I'm really, you know, the thing that's so interesting about it is that Realme wasn't, you know, Realme didn't bother, or Realme didn't reveal the processor that the phone runs on, which is very strange for, to me, it's very strange, no? because you know it's like if you know parang it feels like you're hiding something from the consumer, no? And you know when you're buying something, usually ikaw ba magbibitaw ka ng 6,290 not knowing what's inside your phone, diba? Hindi naman, diba? Most people won't, diba? Even the most non-tech savvy person would probably ask anong processor niyan, anong, diba, kahit papaano may alam naman na yung mga tao ngayon, diba? So it just doesn't make sense to me that they won't really reveal it, no? When the information is actually out there, no, that the phone was running a 3-year-old processor. It's a Unisoc SC9863A, no? It's an octa-core processor, but it's 3 years old, no? It was launched back in 2018, if I'm not mistaken. And now the age is, you know, something to talk about, but the performance itself, it's really, you know, it's really questionable. Talagang, you couldn't almost do any gaming with this phone. The gaming experience is will depende sa laro mo, siguro kung nagmo-Mobile Legends ka lang, the most you can get from it was a decent, you know, almost decent experience, no? Malalaro mo naman yung game, but it's not really as enjoyable as, you know, you would expect from something in the Narzo lineup. So, yun yung, when you look at the review, no, when you look at the video, that's what I pointed out. Na sabi ko, parang, what are you thinking about ano, putting this processor in a 2021 device and then not revealing the processor? Parang ano mo yun, parang gumawa ka ng product and then ibebenta mo, and then you're not willing to disclose what you put in that product, pero you decided to make that product anyway, diba? What I feel like, you know, is happening here, no, is like ayaw nila sigurong, I don't know, mabash, no, about, kasi people would say, no, would take notice na hey, bakit ganyan lang yung nilagay niya dyan? And you know, the thing that hurts it the most is that it's priced at 6,290. It's just parang 1,700 away from the Narzo 50A, which has more cameras, which has a better processor. You know, it's a better phone in every way. Right. If you look at the review and if you look at the specs, no, for the price at around 7,000 something or 7,000 something, you basically get a better phone, no? So parang ang nangyayari ngayon dito sa 50i is like it seems like parang nagiging filler phone lang siya, no? parang it was something that was launched just for the sake of launching something, no? Kasi in terms of value, it really doesn't offer so much, no? If the price was, you know, a bit lower than the 6,290 that they were asking for, maybe around 4,990 or something like that, or 4 or 5, mga ganyan, it would make sense, eh? But, you know, when you price it so close to something that's so much better in the same lineup from your same brand, no? Parang, you know, parang, di ba? What are you doing? Di ba? Parang, so, sa akin, it's like, it could have been a good phone if it was priced right, no? But, yun nga, pwede rin kasi na this phone didn't exist at all, and the resources na tinapo nila dito would have been, di ba? Should have just went to something else, no? Maybe a new Narzo phone by January 2022 or something, since napakabilis naman ng release cycle nila, no? Almost every week may rumor na may eto, may lalabas
Narzo 60i January.
It's really, you know, Realme is a brand na hindi nawawala sa radar ng news, eh. When you look at, you know, they're really, you know, it's like every day, it's like almost every day there's like Realme is set to launch. Realme is set to launch. Realme may ganito on the next Realme flagship. Ngayon lang, di ba? Ngayon lang. There's a news about them again. That they're gonna use the new Snapdragon Gen 1. Snapdragon 8 Gen 1, no? For their next flagship, no? So, they're never out of the radar. And parang yung ginawa nila dito sa 50i is parang it's as if they shot themselves in the foot with this. Parang parang sinayang nila yung lahat ng napakagandang momentum na ginawa nila throughout the year, only to end it with a phone that's so underwhelming. They didn't even care to give it a proper launch. No, it's as if parang the treatment it got says a lot about how valuable this device is to them. No, no, parang hindi mo na nga binigyan ng proper launch eh. Diba? Ibig sabihin, it's as if you don't care about it. So I don't know what they were thinking. Maybe they had the extra budget to do it, no? Maybe they were just testing the waters, no? If a budget device like this will click, pwede rin yun, no? So yun, it's sayang lang. There was an opportunity here to make some money, no? For them if they priced it properly. But then again, yun ya. I wouldn't be surprised, no, if they put this device on sale and with a price reduction sometime soon, no?
349.
Mga ganyan, mga 5, mga ganyan.
529.
Something. Magta 12 na eh. So
but by the way, guys, no, for those who are listening right now, I mean, it's not a word we're throwing, you know, shades or, you know, knocking Realme out, but this is really more of our perspective.
Yep.
From the viewpoint na sayang, nanghihinayang kami kasi they could have priced this a little lower. Pwede yun sana. Kasi pwede naman eh. They can really make money with this one.
Mm.
Siguro the question of timing is, you know, there's an issue there in a way. They probably have some reasons, business or marketing wise, which some of their markets would, you know, would not care. Kasi siguro... Like you said, no, it could be a filler phone, or it could be a mandate from the region. Oh, benta nyo na to. Siguro we'll send their 1,000 units, sell them. And then they decided on the price. The region said, you sell it at this price. And I'm pretty sure, na our counterparts, their counterparts, local counterparts here, would not want it to be priced too high as well.
Yeah.
Pero syempre, di ba, there's a, you know, business perspective to be looked at.
Wala naman sila magagawa if
di ba may ganun.
And the higher-ups want it. No?
And this is the reason why kailangan talaga na, you know, our listeners will really listen and watch videos and look for reviews. Because doon mo talaga makikita yung value eh, nung binibili mo. Kasi totoo lang, hindi ko mo vinidyo siya. Hindi ko mo nilabas yung video. Most videos that either we or even local YouTubers would do, they would say good things about it. But that's simply because they're saying the USPs or the unique selling propositions of the products. But that encouragement there is to always look at the review, because reviews would give you the basis, would give you the foundation of the observation of the reviewer. And you know, people are not paid to review, they're just paid to, you know, produce it. So anyway, that's just my thought. Sorry to cut you off there.
That's okay. Anyway, ayun, if you guys are, you know, looking for a new phone by any chance this December, which probably a lot of you are or will be, and if you're eyeing the Narzo series, or anything from the Narzo series, just get the Narzo 58, please. Yun na lang. Right. Just get the Narzo 58. Take it from us. Kasi you're getting so much value from that phone compared to this one. No. Biro mo, right. 6,290. Dadagdagan mo lang ng 170, right? Siguro naman yung 170 na yun, pwede mo nang intayin ng konti, di ba? Hindi naman, di ba, tsaka kapag I will promise, I one thing I can tell you is that pagsisisihan mo if you get this phone, yun lang. Lalo na if you're expecting a good performance, no? Yun, kaya I almost said in my review na the only people who will get this phone is either talagang they super don't fun. Really care about gaming at all, no?
Yeah.
They're just gonna use this for probably social media and I don't know, YouTube, you know, because it doesn't have even it can't even run Netflix. No, Netflix isn't compatible with this phone.
Wala siyang white vine.
Wala, yeah. Or either the processor is really not optimized for that, no? Talagang ano. So that really takes a hit, no? Kasi yun na lang yung pwede mong gawin eh after gaming. 'Di ba? So, hindi, you can't really run Netflix here. So, you're gonna have to resort to something else. No? And now, if you're playing local...
What is the processor of that one again? Sorry?
It's a Unisoc SC9863A.
Oh, yeah, the Unisoc! Sobrang konti na lang pala.
It's a 3-year-old processor. 18 to 2018 siya nilabas, no? And, yeah. Ayun, talaga. If you look at the, you know, benchmark figures, the actual gaming performance talaga, you know, you'll really feel na parang this device talagang, I don't know, ganun na lang. So if you guys are really gunning for good value, and the, so series is your target, just get the 58. Yun na lang. Just get the 58. Unless wala ka na talagang budget, 6 to 90 lang talaga yung pera mo, and you're not gonna game, you're just gonna, I don't know, social media or
you
know, for yeah, that man, this phone is okay ka na, yeah,
oh nagtag ka na 200 mag Narzo 30A ka na lang.
Just get the older model, no? It's even better than this one, seriously. Exactly. Guys, yeah. seriously it's, you know, it's such an underwhelming phone, no? Kaya we were saying sayang if they price it, yeah. If they price it better, this could have been money for that. But then again, yun nga, we have no, wala naman tayong idea kung bakit. Why they still decided to put that price tag, or why they even sold this phone here in the first place.
Yeah.
So, ayun, but take it from us, if you're gonna get a Narzo device this December, either get an older model, Narzo 30 or something, or the Narzo 58, which is
a newer model.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a newer model. And so much better than this Narzo 15. That is, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. You know what? You mentioned about newer, something better, no? I think, you know, yung next topic natin, it's new, something better. We are talking about here the latest Snapdragon 8 Gen 1 and the Dimensity 9000 chipsets. Nice. I promise a lot of good things. And then Ram will tell us now, Sir Ram, ano ba yung mga differences?
GN special talaga yan eh. GN special eh.
Kailangan tawid natin, sir.
Oo, ganda, sir. Before I start, yes, just a little thoughts on the Narzo. Based on the specs, it sounds like something that could be like sub 5,000.
Yeah, oh my.
Because most, like, based on, like, I've written a lot of news and I've reviewed a decent amount of phones. Whenever I see or read Unisoc, it's usually sub 5. So it's like entry level.
Mm.
And given that it's only one camera, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
Yeah. Right, so right. It just screams entry level, like sub 5. So I'm guessing it could have been better if it did, but you know, we don't know the ins and outs of the announcement.
Yeah,
that's just me, you know, that's just me speculating based on like my experience. Yeah. Given the specs. But you know, I guess it's Narzo good for the series.
Oh. that's a good one. Ngayon mo lang ba naisip yan? Or...
Well, while Eman was, you know, talking about
good stars are good. That is so suave, bro.
gotta keep up with, with the segues, you know? but yeah, moving on to something new.
Yeah.
MediaTek and Qualcomm, which are the biggest smartphone chipset makers,
mm-hmm,
well, aside from Samsung and probably Apple, I guess, released their flagship chipsets recently. With MediaTek first, they launched their Dimensity 9000 5G last November. Yeah. Right. Mid-November, ganun. It is built on a 4 nanometer process, so it's small. This means that, you know, it's more power efficient and energy and like better performance because it's a smaller chipset from what my little tiny brain understands. means that things can get to where they're supposed to be quicker. Which, you know, makes a lot of sense for my brain. The Dimensity 9000 has a kind of traditional core arrangement. It's 1 plus 3 plus 4. So 1 is our prime core. That's the ARM Cortex-X2 Ultra Core, clocked at 3.05 GHz. Wow. The other three cores are clocked at 3.85 GHz. These are Cortex A710. And there are four efficiency cores. The ARM Cortex A510, sorry. The clock speeds of the efficiency cores weren't shared though. Based on the clock speed, I think they're faster than the previous generation, if I'm not mistaken. Under the GPU, under GPU department, it has an ARM Mali-G 710 MC10 GPU. Boy, that was a mouthful.
That is a mouthful, bro.
Like, I don't know how people, you know, memorize that on the top of their heads. I'm actually reading the article. It's so hard to memorize that. But it's the first one. It's the first chipset to be equipped by that. So it will have ray tracing SDK using Vulkan for Androids, and it supports up to a 180Hz full HD displays. As far as AI processing goes, it is said to be 4 times more efficient than its previous generation. And it has an 18-bit HDR ISP. It also supports up to 320 megapixels for cameras, which I think, from what I recall, there is no 320 MP camera currently. That would be insane if and when we see one. I wonder how big the sensor on that thing would be. It also has a 5G modem that complies with the 3GGP Release 16 standards, and it boosts, which boosts the sub 6 GHz 5G performance. It also supports Bluetooth 5.3.
That's a new standard.
5.3. Yeah, yeah. And then there is Bluetooth LE, yeah, audio.
Low energy.
Yeah, low energy. Overall it's a good upgrade. I think like from what I see, it seems to be good. It depends on how phone makers will maximize it and utilize it in their devices. As I said, there aren't any 320 MP cameras just yet, so I'm not sure what their plan is with that. Like the camera makers, I mean the camera makers and the phone makers. It is expected, according to MediaTek, that the first phones that will feature the device, the chipset rather, will be unveiled in late quarter one of next year. So around March.
EOL na agad yun. EOL na agad yun. 1200 na tong phone ko.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, if it's still good, why not, right?
Yeah, or if they will decrease the price for those who are planning to buy.
Well, the downside there is that selling those devices will be cheaper as well.
Exactly. Compared to the time when you bought it.
Yeah. Feels bad. God. Unfortunate. And it's an unfortunate time for those that bought recent phones. The flagship of MediaTek.
Acceptance is key, I guess.
That's true. I mean, isn't that called a jam effect, Mr. Eman? Shout out to our friend.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a term now. It's a term. Yeah. The jam effect.
Okay, for context. For context, guys.
For our listeners.
Yeah, yeah. Jam Ancheta of Jam Online. Shout out, we love you.
congratulations.
Wait, congratulations.
Congratulations, yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever he gets devices, it usually... There's a new one that usually comes out.
in a matter of days, sometimes.
Yeah. So the jam effect for us in the tech scene is that when you get something new and you know it's suddenly the end of the life, that's the jam effect. So like in Evan's case, he recently got a device and there's a new flagship device. There's a new flagship
better
on the
one
market.
Comes along.
Buti na lang wala akong ginas. Buti na lang wala akong ginastos dito.
Buti na lang.
Ah, yeah, that one.
Yeah. As far as what I've seen, wala pang phone maker na nag-commit na maglabas ng MediaTek Dimensity 9000. Just yet.
9000.
Yeah, yeah. Compared to its competitor, which released, I think, yesterday, the Qualcomm's Snapdragon 8 Gen 1. Okay.
Yeah.
Before I get to the nitty gritty of the chipset itself, Qualcomm before this entire event, Snapdragon Tech Summit 2021, they announced that they will have a new naming scheme for their chipsets. It will now be a number for a class. And then the generation. Thus, the name Snapdragon 8. 8 is the number for flagships. And then the generation, Generation 1. One thing that I liked about this is when I was writing the article on the new naming scheme, I realized that they pretty much backed themselves into a corner. Because they've released so much chipsets like through the many years that it's gonna end up it's either they go by the ones or they end up hitting the next tier. So I think this like the 700 something, I forget what the current one is right now, eventually it'll reach the 800s unless they go by the ones. So this shift early on makes a lot of sense. Because they'll eventually run out of numbers. Because they're working in the hundreds, right? They have the 5 series, the 4 series. Like, eventually, you'll run out of numbers. So, them releasing the new naming scheme this early just makes a lot of sense. It makes things simpler for me and for all the other consumers that are checking out devices. Because all you have to remember is what is the class and what is the generation. So at least with the class, I guess that'll take some time for you to remember them.
Right.
Especially since there isn't any... the other chipsets haven't been released, so it's hard to tell like if they'll start renaming some of them or will they assign something new, that thing. But at least with generations, Gen 1, you know that this is released 2021. Let's say they release another one next year, that's Gen 2, and so on and so forth.
Right.
So at least you're able to keep track of, is this the latest? And if it's like, you know, if it's, you can tell it's kind of easier to tell how recent it was released. I wish it could be the same for like GPUs and CPUs and monitors and other devices.
Right.
It's probably not as simple as a chipset, but it for me, I struggle memorizing numbers. So, especially when they're in the alphanumeric sequence, like I understand that Intel and Ryzen has a specific code to their processors. Like the Ryzen 3, Ryzen 5, Ryzen, you know, same with Intel. But I think the key here that I like for me is a generation. It just makes it easier to remember that. Another thing that they said in their announcement prior to the event is that they're splitting they're splitting Snapdragon as a brand, as branding.
Oh.
So now, what if you see, I'm not sure they did not announce, but it's no longer gonna be Qualcomm Snapdragon, because even before it was Qualcomm Snapdragon 888 or Qualcomm Snapdragon 430. And you can even see it in their graphic. They had Qualcomm on top and then Snapdragon. But with the Snapdragon 8 Gen 1, it's just called the Snapdragon 8 Gen 1. Which simplifies things. Again, overall, branding-wise for me, it's just simplifies things for me.
Simpler. Yeah, kind of makes me think, though, like, diba they launch some variants of their processors, mm-hmm. like the 430, like that, 670, 662. I don't know what they'll do, no, for the next generation of those devices. Would it be Snapdragon
6 Gen 1? Baka gawa nila na lang ng ano. Kasi diba before, when they were still using the, for example, Snapdragon S4, no? They had a plus in a pro, no?
Yeah.
So they might go that path, no?
Okay.
Let's see.
Pwedeng Snapdragon 7 Gen 1 Plus. Diba? Pwedeng Snapdragon. Oh, ganun. So I think that would represent parang the lower mid and high mid range, no?
No, unless they spread it all throughout the 1 through 7 numbers.
Yeah,
as far as class goes, yeah. Because they can fill in like Snapdragon 1 to 7. Not sure if they will, or if they'll just pick the odd numbers or like the even numbers. I have no idea. We'll just have to wait and see. But again, for me, it's simpler and it's easier to remember. Yeah. Which is, I think, a win for consumers, and I guess even like phone makers, because they don't have to like mention the entire full name and just go Snapdragon Gen 1. But yeah, that's a little bit of background as to why the name is no longer 3 digits. Because prior to this, it was expected to be the 898. So that's when I realized, yeah, where are they gonna go after that? 900?
999?
Yeah, I literally looked through Wikipedia to see then how many chipsets they had, and it's like, right. Like, some of them are like 480. Like, where is it gonna go after? Is it 481? Just to prolong. So yeah, I dig it. I love it. Let's go. As far as the chipset goes, it's also built on a 4-nanometer chip, so it's matching MediaTek.
Okay.
The tricky part here is that the cores are kind of, I think, clocked at a lower speed. I'm not sure about the performance of the actual cores used, because I think they use different cores. Well, not really. No, never mind. So the prime core of this is the Cortex X2, which is the same as the one on the Dimensity 9000. It's only clocked at 3.0 compared to the, 3.05. I mean, right. That's 0.05, but I'm pretty sure that means a lot. And then the Performance 9710 cores, A710, sorry, runs at 2.5. Compared to 3.85, and the 4 efficiency cores, which is the same A510, runs at 1.8 gigahertz, which it's hard to tell because, you know, Dimensity did not release theirs, but compared to the 888, this is said to be 30% more power efficient, which, you know, Snapdragon 888 is one of the best, I think, chipsets, it's lasted how many years and so many phones ran the 888. They also released the 888 Plus, which, you know, yeah, rip 888 Plus users.
Exactly. you know, I have a quick thought about that.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't launched the ROG Phone 5S here in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
That's rocking an 888 Plus. So if they launched that this month or next month or probably February, sobrang passe na yun ng konti. Well, konti, not much. Because that one, I guess, is still a 5 nanometer, no? Tama, no? 88 plus?
Not yes.
Sure, but if it's 5 nanometer and we're speaking here for 4 nanometer, four, more power efficient, yeah. Or no, then we have a problem there.
Houston?
Yeah, not much of a problem, honestly. Yeah. But still, they should think about pricing that product better. Diba?
True.
Maybe repricing phones with 888, like the ROG Phone 5, reprice it a little lower, and then price it similarly or maybe a bit less yung bago. If ever they'll be bringing it here to the Philippines. Kasi I remember last time we posted something about the ROG Phone 5S. Not sure if they'll be bringing it here officially. That's a topic of concern, of great concern.
That's very true. That's very true. Yeah. I don't know. Good luck to them.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I think like performance wise, again, we can give out these numbers as much as we want, but at the end of the day, it comes to performance. In the real world, because this is what will really matter for consumers. So we'll just really have to see how much of a difference.
Correct.
In the GPU department, it has a new Adreno GPU, which it did not say, by the way. It's called the Adreno, which is said to offer 30% more performance and 25% more power efficient.
So did that say which variant it is? No
number, just Adreno. Unless they're also
rebranding. It's maybe the rebrand era.
Maybe they're starting fresh. It's not Adreno. Who knows?
Yeah.
Could
Adreno. Adreno.
Oh. Oh, yeah. It features the Adreno Frame Motion Engine. That allows GPU to double the frame rate of rendering of games while only using half of the power.
Oh, power efficiency.
Oh, it's right.
And wow. Okay, you get 6,000 milliampere phone with much power efficiency.
I know.
48 hours you're playing the game.
Can you imagine the FPS on your
or
device?
Or Temple Run.
Oh, Temple Run? Yeah.
Or not? I mean, it could probably last you 2 days, maybe
oh
more.
God.
If it's Temple Run,
I want to see a meme of that, bro.
I know. I wish it happens. Like you know. it'll also bring desktop level volumetric lighting and variable ray shading, bro. Which I'm guessing improves VRS. It supports a 4K display at 60Hz or QHD plus at 144Hz, which is decent. I don't know how to. Okay, let's try to get through this. They included a new ISP, so that's the that's for imaging. It now processes 3.2 gigapixels per second, which when paired with the 108 MP sensor, it can capture full resolution photos 30 times per second.
30 times, okay.
If there are three cameras. I know. If there are three cameras, it can do 3 times 36 at 30 shots per second. So, kind of want to see this in action, you know?
Before and, I make any judgment.
Exactly. It's really hard. Like, they can give, again, they can give us all these numbers, but if it doesn't perform, well, you know, given that it's maximized by the phone makers, it really doesn't count much. But this is the base numbers. So, you know, we can see like a big variation depending on the phone company, I guess. It also matches the Dimensity 9000, so it now works on 18 bits.
Okay.
Yeah. It supports 8K video 8K? At 30 FPS. Complete okay. with support for HDR10 and HDR10 Plus.
Wow.
So, yeah. The ISP is pretty up there.
Good luck editing that video, though.
Who has the space for that?
8K?
Who has the space for that?
Oh, no.
I am not sure. I don't edit much videos, but can you imagine trying to edit 8K, Mr. Grian?
Like an 8K 31 minute is probably about a file already.
Nice.
Hi. Hello, 500 gig. Ubus ka kaagad.
Alright, time to bring up those 500K. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I thought.
Imagine, no, also the processing power required for you to edit that kind of thing. Unless your phone can really manage to do it.
I mean, you probably have to upload it to a PC, if anything. Yeah. There's also AI face detection on the new ISP. That improves speed and accuracy, and also tracks 300 facial landmarks. So that includes your eyes, your like lips, your eyebrows, which would help with 3D Animoji avatars. Let's see if the Android phones will up their 3D Animoji game. I don't have a phone that uses it, so I'm not sure how that works, but sounds cool. Sounds cool to me. now to the connectivity, which is probably the last bit of this. It supports Wi-Fi 6 and 6E, which is, you know, as it should, right? It also supports Bluetooth 5.2 LE and also Bluetooth LE. Well, you know, it also supports 5G. And it supports both sub-6 and mmWave bands, which are said to peak at 10 gigabits, GBPS. Yeah. Want to see that as well, but I don't have 5G either. last of it is the security. They introduced the trust management engine, which lies under the hypervisor. So basically, it's a separate area that stays secure even if the other areas around it get compromised. So it's extra safe as far as from what I understand of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be pretty interesting how phone makers will maximize all of these little features. Because I'm pretty sure not all of it will be maximized. Like, again, the camera and all that. It'll be interesting how it's implemented in devices. Currently, there are, I think, there's Realme that has confirmed, the Xiaomi has confirmed, Motorola has confirmed, I think Oppo has confirmed as well. And if I remember correctly, I think IQOO?
Mm-hmm.
IQOO?
Yeah, that's Vivo. I think that's a...
Yeah. It is a Vivo sub-brand. I think that's a gaming brand, if I remember correctly. But I think as far as scheduling goes, the Realme is expected, I think, Q1. Or at least... Q1. That's expected to be the GT2 Pro. Not confirmed, but that is what is speculated. Xiaomi... is, I think, confirmed to have it on the Xiaomi 12 series.
Yeah.
Which is speculated. Again, everyone, speculated. So it's not, you know...
Not final.
We're not sure. Nothing official. It's gonna come with the Xiaomi 12 series, which is expected to arrive before the end of this year. However, Motorola announced that they're launching the Motorola Edge X30. On December 9th. So if Xiaomi had any plans for becoming the first one, that's either they're ready before then, or that's out the window.
Right.
Because Motorola went, I got you.
Darn, bro.
So like
a week from now, less than a week. More than a week. Yeah.
Thursday, to be exact. Yeah. So I think all the companies are now scrambling to be, you know, first or one of the first to feature the Snapdragon 8 Gen 1, which speaks, I think, loads and leaps and bounds of Qualcomm and their chipset. Because, not to throw shade on MediaTek, but not many companies have been very actively saying that, hey, we're launching the Dimensity 9000. Could be a timing thing, or maybe it could be that maybe it wasn't given, like it wasn't prepared or whatever, but Qualcomm, like everyone's like, hey I'm here, hey I'm also here, hey we're releasing now. the moment they announced the Gen 8, oh my god, the Snapdragon 8 Gen 1. So exciting stuff for flagship devices, at least within the month and probably the next 3 months after. Because we'll definitely see the Dimensity 9000 and the Snapdragon 8 Gen 1. One downside though to then rebrand is that I no longer can say the 888 and people will know what I'm talking about. I'll have to say the Snapdragon 8 Gen 1 instead, because it's kind of awkward to say 8 Gen 1.
I'm interested to know what would be the next trend of, you know, calling these chipsets. Like, is it gonna be S8 G1, or S8 Gen 1, S9 Gen 1? I don't know.
I don't know, man. But
really think about
typing it out, I have no problem. It's saying it out loud, that's gonna be kind of weird. Like currently, like I'm trying to say Snapdragon 8 Gen 1, but my brain goes 8 Gen 1, which is kind of
kind of easier.
It's easier, pero bitini, alam mo yun.
Oh, like you don't know. Well, for people who just came in late.
Yeah.
What's that 8th Gen 1 you're talking about? Yung pala is about the Snapdragon chipset.
Yeah, diba? So, unlike when you say 888 or like 480, you kind of know what it is, right? But, you know. Yeah, it's growing pains. We'll probably learn as this goes longer. I'm pretty excited to see what the devices will come. And how they'll perform. And, you know, number one for me is how they look like.
yep.
I'm all about the looks.
Pretty excited with the innovations that they will be introducing. Exactly. Pretty much siguro yung mga phones that we probably know about, like, you know, the usual, the ROG phone, they probably support the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, the S22 series, maybe the US version will carry the S8 Gen 1. So I can only assume that it'll probably be the same. More innovations on the foldable side, the foldable smartphones. And by the way, I'm also excited to see what's in store for Exynos, because they'll be announcing it
during the
CES session. So we haven't seen or haven't heard anything from them yet. So that's kind of exciting.
You know, if I were to speculate, it would probably have a lot to do with foldable features,
especially now that they, you know, they already parang not officially, but they sort of really have given up with the Note series.
Note, yeah.
See, they delisted the product lineup. Eh. Mm-hmm. So
for fans of the Note series, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We're all for the Z series now.
Yep.
Before I end, actually, I'd like to share. There are renders of the Realme GT 2 Pro. I'm sorry, it's actually confirmed that it's the GT 2 Pro.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. Yeah. There are renders of the device. and the rear camera kind of looks interesting. Okay, for those of you that are just for the listeners, you guys can check out the article on Gadget Filipinas.net. It's written by the new guy, Mix yep. Palistris.
Link will be in the description. Don't worry, guys.
Yeah. So think of it this way. It's a horizontal camera, right? And the cameras are like lined up in that line. So it's kind of reminiscent of the Google Pixel 6, right? Because it's like, horizontal. However, it's a mound rather than a camera module of its own, you know? Kind of how the Find X, I think, the latest Find X. So it's kind of a mound. So the first time I saw this, I was like, oh, this assuming this is the design, because it's speculated, it's a render, so it's not confirmed. Kind of reminds you of their mascot, Real Meow.
Oh yeah, I have a different one in mind. Futurama. Futurama.
It's either that or Cyclops.
Exactly.
It's under the same tree.
Oh my, yeah, right.
But for branding's sake, it kind of looks like a Real Meow, which is fitting, assuming they release this.
Make it color yellow.
Yeah, right.
Put the whisker there.
I mean, if this is the real design, I hope they do it. Otherwise, that's sayang.
Kind of worried about the bump though, and it's the bump is too pronounced for it. It's just me.
Again, Realme, if you're listening, I hope you're listening.
Yeah, I hope you're listening. We had some thoughts about the Narzo and the GT2 Pro.
please make a Realme version, assuming the renders are real. Was branding.
Yeah. All right. So, is that everything, Ram? About
I'm pretty sure. That was quite long, but I realized I talked about two chipsets.
Yep, two chipsets, and quite technical, if I may say. But we're very excited with what's gonna happen. What's next?
That's very true.
Especially in the tech landscape for next year, gonna be awesome. I would assume.
Yes.
And speaking of awesome,
more frames for my temple run.
Yeah. Speaking of, the chipset, and awesome. Yeah, I think our next guy would tell us a lot about this. It's a chipset not for smartphones but for PCs. Let's welcome Grant Soriano. What's up, Grant? Are you there?
All right.
Sorry, I'm muted. Oh yeah. So I love our transition from mobile processors to desktop, no? Kasi I think in our last Gadget Pilipinas podcast, ganun din yung nangyari.
Ganun din.
I think so. It's the same set of topic, no? For me, it's again the Alder Lake processors, especially the Intel Core i9 12900K. So we recently published our full review. And I believe sobrang haba nun, most people just want to know if it's worth it to get it right now, or do I have to wait a few more months maybe, or probably wait for AMD's offering, no? Especially CES is around the corner.
Exactly.
And with CES, there are a lot of PC related stuff. I think pati mobile din, but CES is a preview of what we'll get throughout the year. And okay, going back with the 12900K, I think Sir Gian is looking to upgrade.
Oh no, not yet. Not yet. I'm still happy with my with my setup.
Narinig ko na yan.
I might be killed. No?
Narinig ko.
So I think we're about 1 month na from the release of the CPU, and based from what I can tell in our market, especially the Philippine market, there are a lot of i9 CPUs Actually, I bought mine from PC Hub and medyo marami-rami pa siyang stocks. There are also a lot of options from if you're getting the 3 lang, 3 model, which is the cheapest, or if you're getting the boxed one, no, kasi kasama yung magandang box. I think that's around 3 to 6,000 pesos.
What?
Depending if that's a China model or a local model.
But why?
Actually, ang laking that? Value nung box. Kasi yung parang gold coin na parang chocolate na package.
Meron bang gold na ano yan? May true yung gold ba yan?
True gold finish.
Well, the so, chipset would have it. Yeah. But...
yung packaging itself. Actually, kung mahilig ka mag-display or if you're a collector, especially kung every generation ng Intel i9 nagpapalit ka, no? So, nag-iiba yung box design. And I think for me, itong i9 yung pinakamaganda kasi it's simple yet it's premium. It's premium. Unlike yung box design nung 11th gen na zigzag or something. Parang natabig nila yung printer nung nagpiprint pa lang nung design kaya ganoon na tapos pinanindigan na lang nila yung yung box.
Hindi sadya.
Yeah. But anyway, design aside, ayun nga, looking at our current market, actually the pricing for the processors is actually okay. Motherboards actually nagtaas but that's because of a new platform, especially dalawa sila, PCIe Gen 5 na non-existent pa. So it's a paper spec. And of course, yun nga, DDR5. Now, the main issue here, if you want to upgrade to Alder Lake, is yun nga, the memory. So right now, the fastest memory I could find na available dito sa Pilipinas is the Kingston Beast, which we used in our review. But the speed there is it's only 5,200 megahertz or 5.2 gigahertz, no? So, mas mabilis siya sa mga processor nyo. Pero in terms of DDR5 speeds, it's actually on the slower side. Because if you translate the 5,200 megahertz to DDR4 speed, that's actually a DDR4 2666 megahertz counterpart. So, medyo mababa siya ang spectrum. So, if you want to, if you're coming from DDR4 memory na 3,600 MHz yung speed, dapat yung antayin mong DDR5 memory speed is about, yun nga, 7,200 MHz. Or kahit man lang 6,400, 6,600 and above. Especially if you want to take advantage, no, of the P-cores, E-cores, and of course, the increased RAM speed, especially for productivity. Now, right now, wala namang ganong bearing yung DDR5 RAM speed, especially na, ano, na it's only Alder Lake processors that take advantage of it. But if you're planning to go all out right now and then pikit mata ka nang hindi mag-upgrade in 1 or 2 years, the DDR5 memory speeds that we have here might be the one to bite you a few years down the road or a few months down the road, no, dahil sa supposed speed niya. And of course, we also have the DDR5 4800 megahertz naman, which is basically the vanilla spec for DDR5. It's okay, but still, you're just paying for the early adapter price of DDR5 if you're going for DDR5 for 800 megahertz. So again, my advice is, if you're going Alder Lake, I think you should go or invest heavily or invest more on the RAM, no? So yes. Hindi yung kasing puti ni RAM, but a faster RAM.
Hear that? Invest in me, dalawa lang.
Yes, get a better so yeah, but then again, there are also DDR4 boards, no? So if you want to stick with your high-speed DDR4 memory for now, especially, no, yung the last DDR4 memory we reviewed before DDR5 is the Kingston Hyper... Ah, hindi na pala HyperX. Kingston Fury Renegade, I think it's Beast or Kingston Fury Renegade lang na 4,666 megahertz. That's only what, parang 133 megahertz slower than the supposed DDR5 for 800 megahertz. So if you're already sporting high speed RAM, maybe you could preserve it and use DDR4 boards instead. But of course, you're also losing some speed, no? But I think it depends on your use case. And yeah, especially if you have the money, go for it. But if you're choosing to upgrade for, if you're choosing between a new CPU, RAM, motherboard versus a new GPU, I definitely encourage you to buy a GPU instead. Kasi mas, ano, especially for 1080p gaming, mas ramdam mo yung difference in upgrading for a GPU. So yung mga naka-RTX 2060 and below, or kahit yung mga naka-GTX 10 series pa, AMD 5000 series, go for an RTX 30 series GPU. No? Kahit RTX 3060 pa yan, you're getting more in terms of FPS efficiency, you know, especially the wattage. Hello Jan, Meralco boys, but still RTX 3060 is a good upgrade. But for me, I would recommend the RTX 3060 Ti.
Yeah.
Mainly because it's the most most sulit, or how do I word it? It's
probably
the least
closest to, ano, to 3070.
Yeah. Or no, not closest to 3070. It's the least scalpered GPU, least scalped GPU. Kasi I think the price of an RTX 3060 Ti is around 41k, which is not bad. Kasi the RTX 3060 Ti launched for 30 to 35k last year.
Correct.
And if you're aiming for a more powerful GPU, I'd advise to go for an RTX 3070 Ti instead of an RTX 3080. Kasi based from our review na available din sa site gadgetpilipinas.net, it's only a 5 to 10% difference, no? But the price, especially in peso, is very very high, no? So with RTX 3070 Ti's, you have an average price of 50,000 pesos. But for RTX 3080s, you have an average price of 80,000. So the 30k difference is actually an i9-12900K na, di ba?
Right.
Or wala pa actually other parts pa. Yeah, wala pang motherboard. But yeah, the RTX 3070 Ti and 3060 Ti are good value right now, no? I mean, kahit sobrang scalp na. Yeah. But hopefully next year, no, with with more competition, with I think there's a rumor of 4 coming around, and I think they're starting with the RTX 3070 line, no? So yun yung mid tier performance. Much na balance. I mean, they're targeting the mid tier cards, so doon agad yung entry nila, which is a very good starting point, especially for a first time brand. No, launching GP back in the days, nagsimula sila with the with mga 5K to 8KG mong natutuwa doon. But for this, for Intel, it's actually very exciting, no? And ayun, for an Alder Lake platform, make sure you get good. So yan, invest in high speed DDR5 modules. Ayan.
Yeah, para tama sigurado. Yeah.
Yeah, para mas sigurado. Mamaya may nagpost sa Facebook looking for RAM mas maputi. But yeah, invest in high speed memory. And if you already have high-speed memory sa current system mo, especially if you're rocking speeds above DDR4 3600 MHz, I suggest you get a DDR4 motherboard first for the Alder Lake platform, and then upgrade na lang once high-speed DDR5 becomes available. No? Yes, and cheaper. Yes. And ayun nga, if you're torn between upgrading to a new CPU or a new GPU, I suggest getting a new GPU instead, since mas ramdam mo yung upgrades in terms of FPS, and especially features, no? So you can't really feel the feature of PCIe Gen 5 just yet. And of course, right. DDR5, hindi naman ramdam unless you really need those impressive speeds for your productivity workload. And of course, with GPU, especially RTX, you can try out features such as, you know, ray tracing and DLSS, and of course other RTX or AI assisted features na available din sa productivity apps like yung image upscaling nila, etc. And yeah, that wraps up my Alder Lake saga. Of course, we're planning to publish build guides with Alder Lake, pero inaantay muna natin mag-stabilize yung presyo for some parts, and especially with the DDR5 memory, no. We're waiting for some brands to enter, kasi right now I've only seen 3 brands na available. That's Kingston with their 5200 MHz RAM, Team Group with their 4800 MHz RAM, and then we have sila pa isa, Patriot 4800 MHz lang din. So sobrang limited ng choices. Yes, DDR5. So medyo sayang if gumawa tayo ganito kaaga with those choices available. And yeah, that's it.
Well, that's it. No, thanks for wrapping up, no, your topic for tonight. Speaking of wrapping up, no, siyempre gusto natin may mga binabalot para sa atin, di ba? So ito yung ating topic, no, your holiday wish list. Yung mga gusto natin
special segue.
Let's go.
I'm a fan.
Yung kay Gia natin nagkamtor na, hindi na wish.
Bro, so ito na, no, at the interest of time, it'll be quick, no. I just would like to add to know what your top three wish list lang, tatlo lang, no. I'll start first. No, siyempre, since ako naman, topic ko naman ito ngayon, no, medyo madaya lang ako kasi mas maikli. Okay, so for me, no, I really hope, and my wife is listening right now. Hello Reza, yan, naka-headphone yata siya, naka-earphone. Apple Watch Series 7 46mm is number 1.
Pasigaw.
Hindi pa rin tumitigil hanggang ngayon. And yan, number 2, syempre gusto ko ng bagong Nano Leaf set. Yan.
Oh,
to spice up my, you know, my setup.
Mm-hmm.
Pero syempre ayaw ni Reza ng may Nano Leaf set dito sa kwarto kasi mabubulag siya habang tulog siya. So, syempre doon sa ating magiging newly repainted studio. Yeah, we're repainting our studio, so bagong set tayo ngayon. Malapit nang magbukas ang ating studio ulit kasi alam naman natin, takot tayong lahat lumabas. So hopefully by 2022 ay makabisita na kayo dito and everyone at Blip Media to shoot. Yan. So libre-libre yan. And syempre, pangatlo, alam nyo, medyo close ito sa tech, but unfortunately, no, Disney Plus is not available yet in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately as well, Spider-Man No Way Home will only be shown in the Philippines by January of 2022. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sa US, December 17. And the reason mm-hmm. doon ay because MMFF, no, tangkilikan ng Pinoy, na Pilipinong, ano, pelikula, no, so, pino-forgo nila yan. Gusto ko lang sana magkaroon ng earlier chance to watch Spider-Man No Way Home. So, that's my third, no, my third wish.
Mm-hmm.
At sana lang mangyari yun. Yun lang, no. How about you, Eman?
Ako talaga, no?
Yeah, syempre. Same ikot.
Hindi ko pa nga nalilista. Hindi, the joke lang. Ano ba? World peace, I guess. The joke lang.
This universe. Sino ko lang itanong ko? Ano yun?
World peace.
World peace na to. Ano to?
World. Miss Universe.
Miss Universe.
I'll go with them. Maybe to me, parang yun nga, I have the same wish as Gian actually na sana nga, you know, everything, you know, we can get us, you know, a bit of normalcy back no, very soon. Yeah. Even though yun na may bagong variant, so it's a cause for concern, no. And hopefully, you know, hindi naman lumala. And yun yung I guess that's kasi sobrang namimiss ko na rin na yung as much as, you know, working at home is good and it has its own set of benefits, no.
Yeah.
Sometimes mamimiss mo outside world.
Outside world. Sorry. Wala ko mamimiss mo siya.
Yeah. The outside world. Mamimiss mo rin yung mga physical events na alam mo. Iba kasi yung kausap mo yung mga tao a front end. Rather than just talking to them to a screen. Iba rin yun, no. So, yun, I guess that's my first, no. Second, ano ba? I wish that, you know, matuloy yung mga plans ko for 2022. I wish that, you know, I'm planning to have a room extension, sound treatment, you know, upgrade for video equipment, no, for 2022, and I hope na, you know, I wish na matuloy lahat yun, no. I wish that opportunities come na that will allow me to do that, no.
The goals.
And yun, and that's my second one, and then the third one, the last one, would be ano ba? Sana makabili na ako ng wallet soon, I guess.
Yan.
Kasi yung wallet na binigay ni Gian sa akin, like, 2 years ago ba yan?
Tagal na
pa. I really kept it, no? I kept using it talaga. Hindi ko siya pinalitan. Until now, no? Until now na talagang wala na talaga, eh. Hindi ko na siya magamit kasi malalaglag na yung mga cards pag nilagay ko. So,
alam mo, Emma, so, let's sweeten the deal. Ako nang bahala sa wallet mo. Wag lang Louis Vuitton yung orderin mo.
Hindi naman, eh. I'm just looking at some... Tumitingin ako sa Zalora, eh.
May nirecommend ako sa'yo. May nirecommend ako sa
Oliver. Yeah.
Sa concert na, pero baka naman. No?
I think it's the same wallet na nirecommend mo sa akin.
Bull Captain.
When I asked. Yeah, Bull Captain.
Yun ang aking third wish.
Yeah, thank you, Eman. Thank you so much. Okay, how about you, Ram?
Alam mo, after nung kay Eman, tingin ko ang babo na sa akin.
Ikaw ba naman ang bigyan ng world peace, eh? Mahirap pa
ako.
Best answer yun.
Oh, man.
Hirap sa muna sa world peace, no? No, but ako medyo mandadaya ko dito. One, I want normalcy, but that's, you know, dahil nabanggit yun, eh. Well, sabi ko, nagusto ko siyang mangyari, malamang.
Oh, naman. Sino ba naman ang ayaw?
Oh, well, di ko alam. Baka may mga tao.
Parang, magbalik.
Wishlist, this is more like tech side. Para masaya. These are things that I don't necessarily need, but I am either interested in them or I want them, but again, don't need them. One is a Nintendo Switch OLED. I have a Nintendo Switch Lite.
Oh yeah.
But OLED looks just sexy AF, sir. Number two is a Steam Deck. Because PC gaming on the go is even better.
Yes, that's true.
Right? Siguro pagsama natin yun, Slash. Yan. Dahil medyo same territory naman sila. Number two is Nothing Ear One. Kasi,
you want nothing?
I want nothing. Kalabas lang ng black version.
Diba? I want nothing.
You know, the email about from nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Laging dumadating sa side ng inbox ko na may promo, may gano'n.
Pero wala naman silang napapadala pang ano, no? Review.
Maybe, you know, nothing is looking into the Philippine market and, you know, I am willing to review it, to review the product for them, you know.
how would they understand it kung baka naman? Paano may baka naman?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm speaking.
Maybe.
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 You know, if in case you're you know, looking to expand maybe in the, you know, Philippine market, there's Gadget Pilipinas over here.
Yeah, I'm glad the TWS market, TWS market here is very huge.
Yes, it is.
Nothing, you know. Okay, so my last one. Medyo magkasama na sa bunch them together. Mm-hmm. Is a new CPU and motherboard. I'm not sure if I want an AMD or an Intel because I recently upgraded, you know. But syempre, so much experience with Windows 11.
Oh, ano? Are you gonna try?
My CPU. My CPU is 7th gen, which is right, like saktong sakto. Sinabi ni Intel, no 7th Intel 7th gen and down. Oh, yeah. No can be. Yeah. I'm like, wow, thank you very much, Intel. I just upgraded last year to my Intel 7th gen. Thank you for denying me the opportunity. Okay. And then, wow.
Wow. Pwede ikaw na. Pwede kayo na.
So yeah, that's my three. Like, I guess that's like four, but you know, may mababunch up naman yung iba. But yeah.
Alright.
Medyo mahal siya. Hindi pa imposible pa. Para yun, nothing.
Hindi imposible yan, di ba?
Hindi imposible, mahal lang.
Yun lang talaga.
Oh, exactly.
Alright. So thank you, Ram. Yeah. Hope you get the RAM and other things that you
need.
Yeah. Grant, how about you, sir?
Okay, so number one for me, and I think it's hindi naman siya immediate need, but I want a new speaker, specifically the Audio Engine A5 Plus.
Ooh, A5
wireless
Plus.
In white. Actually, white. Yung white lang yung habol ko sa complete my setup.
Oh,
A5
Plus with the...
So baka gusto mo mag-shout out.
Oh, shout out naman kay Digital Walker.
Shout out
Digital
naman.
Digital Walker. Maybe. I think they don't have the white in stock kasi yun ata yung una kong in-inquires kay Eman nung dumating
yeah,
na.
Yeah, they don't have it. Wala na. I think yung wood na lang yung available.
Ay, so, wood?
Huwag na lang kunin mo, tapos pinturahan mo na, no?
Special order, Digital Walker. Okay na, man.
Okay na, man.
Maybe.
So, the second one, actually, anything camera related. So, I'm thinking of getting an SL 60 watt. Tama ba? Yeah, SL60W, yeah? For my pictures kasi I'm slowly diving into videos and taking better pictures kasi tinuturuan ako nung ni Clark from Back to Gaming and Ching from Urban Tech Noobs with photography and videography. And yeah, nakikita ko na yung importance of having better gears or mainly better lighting, no, for the photos. And for the third one, it's not tech related or maybe kasi there's some sort of tech behind it, but I recently got into airsoft, no, so ito yung parang sport ko ngayon or form of exercise na sobrang mahal, so I'm thinking of getting a new airsoft gun for display.
Oh.
So
yeah, so I saw your Instagram stories recently.
Parang nauuto ako mag-exercise dahil dun eh. Kasi ang ganda nung sport / event na tumatakbo ka tapos pumapatay ka ng tao without actually killing anyone.
Oh, yeah. Maganda siyang so, stress, pang-release ng stress, no?
Yes, and siguro improvement din with the overall physical status ng katawan ko. So ayun, nakakatuwa siya as an outdoor sport for me. And ang ganda lang laruin ng mga replicas and of course the troubleshooting and the upgrades that come with it. Parang sa PC kasi, so in terms of PCs kasi parang okay, medyo alam mo na yung mga bagay, so you don't really pag bibili ako or something, alam ko na kaagad yung gusto ko or I know how to troubleshoot. Parang yung excitement since I get to review those, parang pag bibili ka medyo wala na, kasi usually I get to review the item first and pag gusto ko siya, dun pa lang ako pipili nung item na yun. It's a way of saving right. din for us. But for Airsoft kasi parang it's a totally new market for me na okay, ako yung dito, ako yung consumer, na ako yung maraming pwedeng malaman. Ako yung nasa other side ng things, ako yung tumitingin ng review, so ayun, that's a good experience for me. And yeah, that's about my top three wish list. Yeah.
Nako, sana no, kung sino man yung nanonood ngayon sa atin, no, marinig tayo.
Yes. Apple, so stop natin mamaya yun.
Is that like
Reza baka naman, Jonah.
Wow.
And yeah, so I guess no, thank you so much guys no, for the past 10 episodes no, that we've had really had fun. Yung ating mga famous line na quick lang yung episode natin, nagiging 1 hour and a half no, and I can't still remember that time na
yeah, sabi like 1 hour na lang, no.
Pero yung
ating episode hours na tayo.
Oh yeah, pero ang longest natin episode 4.
1 hour
and 57 minutes.
Oy, tuloy pa.
Sometimes.
No. Baka slowly but surely nababawasan ng 1 to 2 minutes. Kaya na.
Pero ano naman? No, this time, top no, five, it's not.
Top 5 naman na wish.
Ngayon, mas matagal tayo ng more than, I think, 10-15 minutes, but that's fine.
Oh, let's go out of the band, you know?
Yeah. What's important is...
top 10, niya pa kayo eh. Yeah.
So yun, that's it guys no, for our last episode for this season. 10 episodes of fun discussions about the thing we love most, and that is of course technology. So I hope for those of you who are currently listening, you all enjoyed listening to us, and we are all looking forward to the next season. We'll have plenty of surprises. Yep, we'll have some giveaways no, for the first time. We never had giveaways on our podcast. We'll have sponsors as well pretty soon. Naka-line up na yan. Interviews and of course a new segment. No? Goes by the name of Sumbong Mo Kay Grant Soriano. Joke. By the way, guys, for those of you listening, we're available. We're not exclusive to any podcast platform. We're available on Spotify. We're available on Google Podcasts. We're available also on Apple Podcasts. At bagong bago lang, we're also available on Facebook Podcast. No? You can also catch us on our YouTube channel where me, Eman, Grant, and hopefully soon, no, Ram would join us in our videos. No, but you can catch us there. We're also available on TikTok, Instagram. We do post some reels recently. We did that recently, and also Facebook stories. So again, guys, no, this has been Gian, no, and also Eman, Ram, and Grant.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See you next season.
See ya.
Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year. All right. Bye.